It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Andrew, do you hear that? Willie, do you hear that? What is that noise? I'm trying to translate it. It says... For some reason, it's sounding very familiar. I'm getting... This podcast is brought to you and powered by... Sunday Cool? Watch this or...
You're probably wondering why we're out in the middle of the parking lot tanning here at Sunday Cool, huh?
It's because we got a brand new color of shirt. It's called Tan.
Heather Tan. It's our new Sunday Cool Super Soft Tee, along with the new color.
Heather Sage. It's pretty neat.
Heather Sage. Pretty neat.
You should go to SundayCool.com. Order custom merch for all your friends, your groups, even your, you know, own business, eh?
Hey, I see. I think, yeah.
Could have said it better myself there, Josh.
SundayCool.com. Go now.
Toodles.
Hey guys, we forgot to mention, if you go to SundayCoolSwag.com, you can get this design right now for yourself. It's beautiful. Look at that. Everything rhymes with orange. Sunday Cool merch. Go. SundayCoolSwag.com. Bye. Back to the show. Andrew, please. We have to edit this. We have to get done. Come on.
I got mud on my sneaker.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
You made me mad, so I'll leave ya.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
I killed a bird with some tweezers.
A bird?
I don't know. I just looked over and saw the owl, which I hate.
Hey there, Nick Cage. Oh, Cage. Owls. Owls in cages.
Oh.
Ta-da.
A lot of people mixed you guys up.
I know.
People have been calling me Andy, like in the comments, talking about Andy's guitar playing.
Just because people say Andy is attractive doesn't mean they're talking about you and they're messing up your name.
So now for the names, you have to put them really big at the beginning.
I'm going to swap me and Andy every time.
Also, most podcasts start off with, hey guys, I'm Andy. And that's Lily over there.
Hey. We're going.
I'm reading this.
We read it last week.
Oh, did we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is there sitting here then?
Look at this room. Why is anything sitting everywhere? That didn't make sense. Why is anything sitting anywhere?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what I said before?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Why is anything any A? Why?
I think you just opened a portal.
Whoa.
Oh.
Do you see that portal in Dublin?
No.
In the New York City, they have like those screens with the cameras and stuff, like the first portals.
Oh.
It's like the big circular, it looks like a mirror, but it's a camera and it's a screen. So like you can literally stand there and it's in real live time, live streaming from New York to Dublin. And they had like dancers, like it was a big reveal, but yeah. No joke, within like 2 hours, there was somebody being arrested in front of the New York City one. So all these people in Dublin
were they,
are
like,
just
naked
watching.
Or something?
No, it's just this lady just going crazy in front of it and getting escorted. It's like, Of course.
That's a pretty cool concept.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I hope they do it in like every city. Yeah. Every city should have at least one.
This is what I'm saying. Every city should have a portal.
I think so. CERN, please help.
Yeah. Oh,
the update on CERN?
I think we are living in an alternate universe, so.
That would make sense.
Yeah. Sky has been different, right, Josh?
And it sure has.
Sky's different.
It sure has.
CERN has left the timeline.
Mm-hmm. And we go, like, you ask that, and we're like, what is CERN? And you're like, try to explain it, and we're like.
No, I mean, like, let's pull up the first episode. We obviously talked about the first episode, and we go back, and there's nothing.
Literally, there's no such thing as CERN.
Scary.
She's like, yeah, no, they flipped it on, and, like, they talked about, like, it opening up, like, a black hole, and, like, it's an alternate universe.
Lily, you're sounding crazy right now. Just like every horror movie when a girl's running to the police, like it's like, help, there's a monster and it's killing. It's like, okay, lady.
Okay, lady. All right.
How about you go take a nap, okay?
How about a bubble bath?
Yeah. You get home and both of our girls are actually little boys.
Oh my gosh.
What would their names be?
Adam and James.
James. Adam and James. That would be, oh, dude, so scary.
Ada already calls her Jame.
Yeah,
she goes, Jame.
Jame.
Stop.
I was looking in the baby book recently, and one of the things that, like funny mispronunciations and stuff like that, and one of them we wrote down was Shosh, because that's what Zola used to call you all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Shosh. Shosh.
Shosh.
Shawshank.
My brother used to call me Boo Boo. Because he couldn't say Andrew. We were playing basketball. He got a little older. And I'm trying to be like little Mr. Thug playing with some older kids.
Yeah.
And I, you know, do the brotherly thing, take him on my team. And he puts out his hands to catch a pass and yells, Boo Boo, pass. Just like reverted to his childhood. And I never lived that nickname down.
That's funny. I could never.
That's the day I quit basketball.
I kind of want to call you Boo Boo now.
Let's do it.
Hey, Boo Boo.
I already call you Boo. It's just another halfway there, baby.
Shout out, Nathan.
Hey, Boo Boo.
Oh, that's Yogi the Bear.
Hey, Boo Boo. Hey, what, I got another pick in the basket?
Is he Russian?
Is he a Russian bear?
What?
It's not a Russian.
Oh, I mean, like, he kind of sounds Russian.
Do you want to put the picnic in basket?
It really does sound like, if you think about it, it sounds like that's the cartoon sound.
I don't think so.
Everyone under 30 is going, Yogi Bear?
Yogi Bear is Russian propaganda.
Yes, he is. He's a Russian bear, and he's got an agenda, and I don't like it.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Russians, did you guys watch A Regime yet?
The Regime?
With Kate Winslet?
Yeah, her performance was excellent. It's just, it's like a satire on like government and power.
It's HBO.
Oh, I haven't even heard of it.
Or Max.
She killed it.
Interesting.
Yeah, she has like a lisp in it to where her lisp was so convincing. I'm like, has she always had that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Like when
she
when,
said, I'm your chancellor.
When actors do such a good job on like maybe like a disability or maybe some type of disorder or something like that, like, or even just like characteristically, like what's his face in The Holdovers, Paul Giamatti,
yeah, with his eye.
It's like, I literally thought that was a real lazy eye, that it's just gotten worse over time.
Me too.
And he can control it.
That's
and
wild. That, and that was it was wild.
I thought it was either prosthetic, it was CGI, or it was like legit. I'm like, but I never thought he could just fake a whole film. Let me see. Oh yeah, I can kind of see it. Yeah. It's just twitching now.
Can you ow! Can you move it?
No.
Josh, it's not cool to force yourself to have a stroke. Look what I can do.
That made me dizzy.
I'm back. How you feeling today?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a morning pod.
Woke up a little sleepy.
Yes.
We get what?
She's acting
sleepy.
Out.
Sleepy.
Oh.
That's that ASL right
that
there.
ASL.
Shut up. By the way, I was horrified.
Believe me, I was disturbed because it was like, one, I didn't even recognize you. So I was like, who is this teenage girl that we have just in the middle of our transitions on the podcast?
I know.
It was pretty funny. I didn't know those videos existed.
I know.
Someone reached out and said, like, I'm pretty sure she was she doing ASL? Because I'm pretty sure she just said something about a dad.
I don't remember what I was saying. I don't remember. Yeah, I took college ASL and you had to upload yourself talking and stuff. And if I had known how to upload something privately, I would have.
It was like her video journal. Like, you know, like young teenage girls, like, my dad was such a jerk today.
No!
She just turns on the camera. She's like,
so the parents can't read it?
Yeah.
No.
That's actually really genius.
It is pretty smart.
No.
That's so funny.
Kelsey
used to do ASL in college too. That's so funny.
Fun.
I didn't know you guys had that in common. Yeah. Because you didn't, Paige?
Yeah.
Wow. Paige just all of our wives did ASL in college. It's strange.
I did in high school.
You did?
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Say something. Year.
The class
this
I
is,
took.
Thank you, right?
This is a.
This is yes.
This is poop.
This is like bull poop.
That's no, that's explosive diarrhea.
This is thank you.
I think this is whiskey.
Whiskey?
I think.
Makes with W, man.
A deaf fan just gasped.
Thank that's thank you. What is it? That's yes. That's yes. Yeah. Kelsey that used to do that every time, like, because when they would just be away or like when she'd be like full of something in her mouth or something like eating or something like that, she would literally just do that all the time and I couldn't remember.
You know you could just do that too.
Nope. You can't. You literally can't.
Do you want a song?
Yeah. I do.
Okay.
Do you have one prepared?
Kind of. Of course we have it prepared. We're always prepared for
this
stuff.
Right.
Even our improv ones are prepared.
Yeah.
Want to do badly on purpose.
We need another banger.
Well. Another banger? Okay, thanks for the pressure.
For real.
We need something that's really going to blow people's minds today. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Right. How about that?
Here we go. 3, 4.
UFOs here,
UFOs there.
Wherever you go, they're flying through the air. Took a trip down to Area 51, had a look around, had a little fun. Wouldn't you know what I found in flying saucer? Checked the glove box, it was owned by the Watchers. UFOs here,
UFOs there.
Wherever you go, they're flying through the air.
Flew on over to the pyramids, looking for aliens, you know that I did. They didn't hurt me, they didn't probe me, just looked me in the eyes and told me that they love me. UFOs here, UFOs there, it's episode 90, no need to be scared.
No need to be scared.
Oh.
Sorry.
Clapping for ourselves now. Is that the regular thing?
I messed up my line.
No, you good. You caught it up.
It was great.
It was great.
I loved it. The lyrics were great.
We walked. Wouldn't you know? I found a flying saucer. Checked the glove box. It was owned by the Watchers.
Yeah, I got that. I got it. Yeah, you from said
no,
it.
But I didn't. No, I didn't do it good.
Josh, don't beat yourself up, pal.
I didn't do it. Do it. I said good.
You didn't even say good.
Dang it!
You need to do the Anchorman. Me 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 me.
Where are the children? Where are the children?
Human torch was denied a bank loan.
How now, brown cow?
How now, brown cow?
Did you see he made an appearance at the roast of Tom Brady?
Yes, dude. That was an insane lineup.
That was insane, but everyone be quiet.
Oh. I was just trying.
Listen. What are you doing?
I was hoping you were going to cut me off.
That's all he gave
him?
That's
what I was trying to do, too. I was hoping he was going to cut me off.
I'm done playing this game, y'all. Hey.
Sorry.
Stop. Both of you. Andrew, thank you. We have a question today. This question, it has perplexed, boggled many of mine. Many of mine. From lower class to high class to mid class to the classes in between those classes, every human has wondered about this question, probably. Today's question, sent in by a viewer. Did communists invent the WNBA?
I don't know what she's laughing about because I don't think this is a laughing matter at all. I don't think so. They did.
I would say that they definitely did
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see how, but I have faith. Like, I respect the two of you, so I'm gonna jump on board.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah.
Will?
No. Did not invent WNBA.
It's a lack of faith in your husband.
Do you want to expand on that?
Yeah. Do you want to?
Because Josh, I'm pretty sure the Communist Party did invent the WNBA.
Not only do I not think that, I know it.
Yeah, because everyone knows the WNBA stands for
World National Bad Association.
Absolutely.
And
there's no one badder than communists.
That's what I'm getting at. And if I'm getting this right, is Lily a communist spy?
I mean, she's just advocating for the Communist Party right there. So I think,
I know we've joked about it in the past, but this is actually kind of concerning at this point.
That's honestly the only conclusion that we could pull from this.
This is, Lily, do you have anything to say for yourself?
I guess we got it.
You heard it here first. Lily's a communist spy and she supports all communists, even though they can be really bad. Welcome to the show.
I'm so disappointed.
Oh my gosh.
Pretty chill out.
Butterfly. The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
most
powerful creatures.
As an empty
your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Ninjas are dead.
You can know a lot. That's who we use. That's this guy.
Yeah, drop his name.
It is
something Wells.
The most catchy song on TikTok. It's at Jesse Wells. JESSEWELLES. And he sings a song about the Boeing whistleblowers. And it's very good.
Sing the chorus.
You can know a lot, you can know little, but whatever you do, don't blow the whistle.
It's intense. He showed me this morning. I'm I kept going, oh.
Yeah, it's that dude is, and he has a lot of fun, like just like tiny songs that he doesn't release that just he comes up with and drops, and it's really good.
Heard he's mighty sad and depressed.
You heard that?
Mm-hmm. This Jesse guy?
Yeah. Oh. It's like a rumor that's going around.
Oh, well, isn't everyone a little sad and depressed every once in a while?
He kind of looks like, what's his face?
I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up.
Uh-oh.
He looks like Jim Morrison.
That's where I was going.
Oh. Mm.
Huh? What? What?
He's sad and depressed, so I wouldn't be surprised if something happened to him. That's a rumor.
Uh-oh. Got it.
So dark. He's not sad and depressed. He's happy.
Happy.
We should have him make a video that's like, are you of sound mind?
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Very good. Of sound mind.
Is everyone enjoying their first form?
Yeah.
You know I am. How else could I possibly wake up in the morning without first form?
It is because...
Collagen.
Collagen.
You're drinking the collagen?
Yes.
Collusion.
It's yummy. First form, first form, first form,
first form.
First form, yeah, you are great. You send us energy drinks and so we stay awake.
I'm having heart palpitations right now.
Their stuff is mighty strong.
Gets you jacked.
I already had one this morning, and I'm...
A big one? You already had one of these?
I could only drink about half of it because it got me wired.
Yeah. Wired.
It's becoming harder and harder to drag my corpse of a body out of bed every day. But first form.
But first form.
You've done it. Dude, they're actually owned by the CIA, you know that, right?
Whoa.
Nice.
They're American made.
Yep. See, that's what that's it. First CIA form. Creates all this stuff, and then they get people who are having podcasts about stuff they don't want us to talk about.
Mm.
We're slowly losing our minds.
Oh. Flesh and muckle diff.
I'm sorry, they're produced in the USA.
How did you get out his in? What's in this? How did you cut out your snail effort? Tab, it's your kit. We just talk like that for the whole time. People are like, what is this?
So the roast of Tom Brady.
Roast of Tom Brady.
It was pretty...
The Groat is what they called it. The greatest roast of all time.
Oh.
Pretty good name, honestly.
It is good.
Yeah.
My sensibilities are too delicate.
Yeah, there was some stuff in there that was like...
Yeah.
Whoa.
He had two lines. Don't make certain jokes about Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots. And he said, don't make fun of my kids. Everything else was free game. That was the only two rules. And the first person, Jeff Ross, broke the Robert Kraft rule immediately.
Oh, yeah,
and that's when Tom Brady went up and says, cut that junk out.
Really? I missed that.
Legitimately, at the beginning, it was not a joke. He was very serious about it. Says, don't do that. That was the one line.
Why? Because he really respects Robert Kraft?
A ton. He's like a father to him. And so it's just like he has that emotional thing. But like Robert Kraft probably wouldn't have been there unless he would have known like there's certain things and... You know, Brady wanted to make sure it was good for him. So crazy. Crazy, though. I don't know if I could ever handle.
Dude, I could not.
I don't know if I could.
I think I would as long as they're funny. That's the thing. Yeah. It's like if you're just like that Amy Schumer joke she did to Steve-O back in the day. I was like, that wasn't funny. That was just so sad.
What did she say?
Fun of Ryan Dunn, like dying and stuff.
Well, they were making fun of horrible things.
I know, but this was like the year of that it happened. Like it was super recent. Mm. And she says, I know Ryan Dunn died and you know, like Steve, you're probably thinking like, you know, oh man, why, you know, it could have been me. And we're all thinking like, why wasn't it?
Oh my.
And it's like, no one laughed. Everyone was like, and Steve literally just looked down. He was just like, go like, that is a rough.
You went too far.
Rose can. Yeah. You have that fine line.
I feel like they crossed it on multiple occasions. I kept going like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was so intense. And Tom Brady didn't look like he was enjoying it at one point.
Well, I mean, how much could you? Just like,
it is 3 hours of being like, you have insulted. Like, I mean, you're just like looking forward to the crowd. You're not even next to your friends. So you can't even like, you can't even lean into them, laugh or joke. It's like, you're literally just, Smile. And everything, if you don't smile, and even though you thought it was funny, if you don't laugh as hard, there people are going to like look into it like, oh, yeah. Was this a little too close? Did this go over the line? It's like, no, it's just jokes.
Dude, but I'm digging the whole live Netflix thing.
They're killing it.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I love that they're leaning into comedy too, because like people have been saying Netflix has been falling off. It's like, but the comedy's had like stand-up comedies for sure has had this resurgence lately. And it's like now they're like, okay, cool, we'll feed into it. I'm like, it makes so much sense.
Did you hear that supposedly they cut out Kim Kardashian when people were booing her?
When I watched it, they booed her.
Oh, they did?
Like, yeah, okay. And she stopped and she's like, guys. Like, it was like, you could tell they were really booing her and stuff like that. So
that's nice.
But I don't know if they edited it like for like, if they wanted like to make it a shorter version, that's what they did. But I definitely saw them boo, so.
During the live version. Why? Why are they anti-Kim Kardashian?
Why wouldn't they? They're at a roast and like I'm not saying I would ever do it, but I'm saying like they're at a roast in front of a bunch of comedians and athletes and you have her by herself there.
Yeah, I
do. And she gets up on stage in front of after all these comedians, you're like, you're not really
that
funny.
It's funny that Kim Kardashian is there and is going up, but like she herself is not like. But she's trying to make, I feel like, this like comedian kind of thing because she went on Saturday Night Live and like did that whole thing.
Well, yeah, she's just she's the face of pop culture. Yeah. Like, and so it's like you have to be present whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was Ben Affleck sucked. That's for sure. He was terrible. Yeah. He was awful, that was man.
Weird. Also, Uncanny Valley much? Like, I'm like, whose eyes am I looking into right
like
now?
Like, people were, you know, he was, people say he was skiing on the mountain slopes before that.
I'm trying to find a picture.
Hint,
real quick.
Yeah, he went, and I guess maybe he just really loves Tom Brady, though.
Oh yeah, I mean he's from Boston, so
yeah,
they're big Brady guys. But yeah, and Netflix is suiting like really killing it without stuff, and so
yeah,
it's interesting. What is there? What's the new show came out recently? I can't even remember it, but. I don't know.
I forgot to
they're
save something.
They're crushing it right now. But did you hear about they're doing packages this summer? HBO Max, Disney Plus, and Hulu.
Are
now doing a bundle. But the thing is, this is the problem. Is that this is why cable sucked. Is because it would have thousands and thousands of things, but it would cost you $100 a month.
Yeah.
And then people are like, I'm going to spend $10 on Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend $10 on Netflix. Cool. But now it's getting to the point where it's going to be like $80,
$100
for bundles. And it's like, now you have ads.
Yep.
And it's like, this is cable television.
We're going back to cable.
I know. Like, this doesn't make sense.
It's more expensive for sure. I tallied it up and I deleted a bunch of stuff, but I was almost to $200 a month.
No way.
Yeah.
On subscriptions, like view streaming?
Yeah. Because Apple TV, you're at like $85 for YouTube. You add like an NFL package to the YouTube TV.
Are we paying for YouTube TV?
No, Papa is.
Yeah, Papa.
I'm going to need that login.
But that's the Sunday Cool account, right? Yeah.
No, it's his. Oh, it's his personal, yeah.
Oh, yeah, duh.
If somebody did an audit of like all the stuff that we're probably spending money on that we don't, like you're like, oh, I canceled our subscription to the Daily Wire, but we still get charged for it.
Yeah.
Every month.
Yeah. Not anymore. I finally figured it out.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah.
Did you guys have fun at the Met Gala?
Oh, a blast.
We had so much fun. I had a blast. I looked great. You all looked great.
Thank you.
I was just honored we were invited. Wait, somebody needs to edit like us in like costumes.
Okay, I'll do it.
Can you do an AI thing?
Yeah.
Dude, some of their outfits were scary.
Dude.
Wait, that would be really funny.
What?
If you did an AI thing of us in these crazy Met Gala outfits and we're like so honored that we were invited.
Yeah, we probably we'll try to edit some. Did you do you just know how much it cost to go?
No.
How much do you think it cost to go to the Met Gala? Like for a ticket to go?
I'm going to say
$10,000.
$5,000.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to go so high that
you're good. Yeah.
Six figures.
$75,000.
What?
Just
$75,000. Yeah, and dude.
Like as a celebrity?
As a celebrity.
You pay to go?
Oh, yeah. But you know, people also pay for their stars on Hollywood Walk of Fame, right?
Yeah. I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
we did talk about that.
Yeah. That's crazy. But the Met Gala, like a lot of people have bad feelings about the Met Gala. That like
you
if
say,
you go.
You say Gala?
What is it? Gala?
Gala.
Met Gala? Sorry. Met Gala?
You said Gala?
Gala, dad? But yeah, a lot of people are saying like there's just, that's Illuminati stuff, man.
Yeah.
Like it's like if you're there, you're in. And like that one girl, Angel Reese, the WNBA player that was like up against Caitlin Clark for a while, she was there.
Mm.
And it's like, it's kind of weird. It's just really a strange group of people. And also like I've seen edits where it's comparing these people in like Hunger Games type of outfits, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like cutting back to like literally poverty and like the war that's happening right now. And it's like it feels
that way. Yeah.
It feels like real life Hunger Games.
Yeah.
It's strange.
Oh, but speaking of Hunger Games,
go District 12.
We have maybe an update on the time traveler
on TikTok.
Yeah.
Remind me.
Okay, remember that young guy walked into the shed?
Oh, came out old.
And supposedly came out old, but the cops went in there, looked in the shed, couldn't find the guy. Mm-hmm. Then it was like a day later, this older man walked out.
Yes. Appearingly Asian both times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what really people are a lot upset about, apparently. I don't get it.
But some people took the picture of the old man that walked out.
That dude does not look Asian.
Whoa, that's no, Clint Eastwood.
He doesn't. But they did like a reverse image search of him, and this man popped up.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I see it.
This man, his name was Steven.
He's dead?
Listen.
You always jump to death. Someone killed him.
His name is Stephen Albert Miller.
Is.
In that picture, it is. He's dead. Golly.
Was?
That's it.
He died, right?
Wait, how'd he die?
Listen, let me tell a story.
Sorry.
Golly.
You just said you were done.
No, so I'm not done.
You said you were done. We have follow-up questions.
I'm done because she ruined the whole thing. Golly. Zip it.
Don't use tense. And I won't guess.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, I looked up his LinkedIn. Okay? And nothing crazy. He was a graduate of Harvard University.
That's crazy.
And he ran a website page called nukewatch.org, which was, it's basically a website to where it's like watching out for nuclear bombs and like where they're moving out through all, the whole world and stuff.
Are they moving regularly?
Like in submarines and stuff.
Oh.
I don't know if they would display that on the website. I'm not sure what the website is. It's like a...
We'll post the nuclear locations right here.
Yeah. So it says Nuclear Watch, Watchdog of the Nuclear Weapons Complex. So, yeah, it's like just this whole weird thing, right? But then he had a profile on this website called Quora, Q-U-O-R-A. And I was looking at it, and he had done different questions in it asking about time travel, asking about different dimensions.
Years ago. Like almost like, over a decade, I think.
Yeah, like 7+ years ago.
That's a lot more than time to develop a time machine.
But it's just weird that this dude is on the internet with history going through all these weird things, and then he becomes like accused of being a time traveler against his will. Like it's not like he came out against like with anything.
Yeah.
Like someone caught him on camera.
But then he had this like profile on this website called Architects of a New Dawn, where he like posted just like really random obscure pictures, and like one of them is like beam me up, beam me down, and has a picture of like the earth. Then it has one, let me see, there's one like really weird like pictures like this where it's like Jelly Man and just like weird, like it almost seems like cryptic. And then there's one that was like come on. Yeah, there's one like, hold on, I'm getting a signal, and then warp portal ahead.
Like just weird, weird captions.
Yeah, and that was posted in 2009. But then he has an obituary to where he died in 2018. But it's weird. So it could not be him, or it's probably not, more than likely.
What year did you say he died?
2018.
What did he die of in the obituary did you read?
It didn't say. And I tried to look up like if he had any family and like stuff like that. I couldn't find anything about him except that stuff.
Interesting.
But that could also mean I'm a really bad researcher.
You're not.
Anyways.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Super crazy.
So are we implying that this young guy went in and stayed wherever he's at and this old guy came out and they're not the same person?
No, I think they're the same guy. I mean, if you're going down the theory of them being time travelers, like he probably went in there, or there's a different, like, if you're going down that rabbit trail, there's probably different portals or time travel, like, whatever. And so who knows what he's doing, how hard, where he's jumping in the timeline and stuff like that. It's,
I don't understand time.
Yeah. So one of his things on Quora, one of his things on Quora, like, that he posted, he said, it is often said that one cannot travel back to a time before the first time travel. Why would that be the case?
That is an interesting question. If we go down that road of, like, time traveling does exist, then what is that? Why would that be a limitation? Why is it?
If it's like a physical gate, if time is open from a,
yeah, and it can, it's not, it can't, it, like, can push out. Like, it's like a pull door. It's like a push and pull door. It's, yeah, like, you can either only do one. Interesting.
And you put another thing. It says, is there a string theory interpretation in which inflation was the near instantaneous unpacking of 3 of the 11 dimensions? And it's like, what?
11? How do we know?
That's what is theorized, that there's 11 dimensions.
Who said?
Scientists.
Everyone? Literally everyone?
Just learning stuff new every day.
Read a book, Lil. How do you not understand time?
You tripping?
I mean, just
right,
understand time. It's time.
It's this caffeine. It's like rushing my brain.
Wow, that's scary, crazy. It's crazy, mm-hmm, about this guy.
It's crazy.
I'm cutting.
It's crazy about this guy.
It's crazy. This guy. This, he seemed that he won in one time and then in another.
And then,
look at this.
And then boom, bow,
boom, bow, gone.
Yeah,
old man.
Time travel, baby.
It's crazy, though. I'm cutting the reel right now from the last episode, and, like, you literally pull in on that guy's face, and it doesn't, like, it looks like the same guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's very just, it's similar weird facial features.
Yeah. He's a unique-looking guy, and it's just, I don't know.
Like, if you were involved in casting for a movie and you needed a young guy and old guy, you would be stoked on those two options.
Yeah, the old man walks in, you're like, nailed it!
Yeah.
Perfect!
You're not very talkative now.
I'm listening to you guys.
The last thing you kind of said to her was, zip it.
Yeah, because you kept on, you're trying to ruin my story.
I'm obeying.
That's right.
Submit.
Speaking of obeying, though.
Don't say it.
Did you ever hear about this battle? Oh. UFO battle that took place in 1561 in Nuremberg, Germany?
Ooh.
A UFO battle in Germany.
It's documented. They had no idea what they were looking at.
No.
All right.
That's weird.
So basically, it happened 1561, and April 14th, 1561, and someone did a drawing of what they saw in the sky. And supposedly, it was hundreds of people within Nuremberg. They looked up, and there was these, like, two red crescent, they called them blood red crescent things, that were in front of the sun, and they started to move. And all of a sudden, all these different objects started to appear in the sky. And that's, like, what... And everyone was frightened because they were, like, literally fighting each other in the sky.
Wacky.
You see this, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm looking at it on my phone.
And yeah.
They're just observing it. There's nothing that... Like, it just happened.
Yeah, they just walked... They woke up, or I don't know if they woke up. They just walked outside, and they just... All this stuff was in the sky.
Dude.
What are the implications of that? Does that mean that maybe angels and demons were fighting on a plane in which we could see them?
Or aliens just going at it.
Different races of aliens?
Possibly. Maybe this is their
civil alien war?
Maybe this is their turf.
If we're thinking angels, like, we always talk about how God exists outside the timeline. Like, if he's looking at a linear timeline, he can intercept and pop in at different moments. But we don't actually know if angels are his messengers and do his work. We don't actually know their for sure capability. They might not be omnipresent, but they might be able to do some things, pop in and out of that timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wacky.
It's, I don't want to read because it's, like, super long, but he describes the whole event of, like, what happened. Like, after all this, there was something like a black spear, very long and thick sided. The shaft pointed to the east, the point pointed west, whatever such signs mean, God alone knows. And so, like, it just talks about all these things that just, in this one day,
is
just appearing in the sky.
Wacky.
And how do you live on, how do you live the rest of your day? Like, well, I just gotta go to work. You know, like, that's, what are we?
Well, I guess I have to go churn some butter now.
Yeah, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
They were in Germany. Do it again.
Oh,
Well, I guess we go have to go churn some butter now.
Yeah, there we go.
Bake some pretzels.
Dude, pull up that photo again.
Bake a pretzels or something.
Who wants a pretzel?
The picture?
Yeah. I'm just looking at photos of seraphim, and this is an old rendition of what a seraphim would look like compared to that.
A red crescent?
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Interesting.
What would they be fighting?
Heavenly battle, man.
Do we think that still happens all the time?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's in scripture.
Do you believe that?
I guess when I think about, I don't know, I think of it as so mystical rather than so physical.
It's like, do we believe this? Cool. I'll go with it.
I'm wrestling with it.
Well, no, I'm saying that's what I want. I want to make that distinction of like, because I get to that point too. I'm like, oh, I guess that's what we believe. It's like, no, it's like, I'm still not convinced these are angels and demons. I don't know if they're aliens. I don't know. I can't say definitively what it is.
I can.
You're wrong.
No, Andy, you believe this.
Yes. No, but it talks about in scripture.
It's
where,
physical?
Yeah. Like it talks about in scripture in the New Testament where it talked about Michael and Satan fighting over Moses' body.
Yeah.
That's a very physical thing, right?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
So what would have happened to where they could see it, though? Because it's like...
Well, think about it. Like Jesus, think about like the fourth person in the furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
True that.
You know, wrestling with God. You know, like
Jacob
actually wrestled with God to the point where he broke his bone. Like that's a physical thing, and he was exhausted. So it's like there are moments of stuff like that with even just the Son of Man, but with angels, we know that they're physical. They can be seen and stuff, touched, and Sodom and Gomorrah. So it's just.
They can choose when to reveal themselves to.
But just fighting in front of a bunch of people in Germany. What are you doing? Yeah. Like,
I know.
That was a tough time for Germany. Give them a break. Like, there's a lot of things that they're going through in the 50s.
No, 1500s.
Oh, 1500s.
Yeah.
I thought it was the 1950s.
No.
God,
1500s. Can we go just, you look at the art and the
time. I thought it was just like an old rendering. I was confused by the old lettering. But
well, no, it makes it even crazier, right?
Yeah,
now that's right.
Yeah.
It's in the 1500s.
Yeah, that's crazy. And so I wonder if that is something that is real, like if they're aware of like our viewing of them, because they wouldn't want us to record them, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Nowadays they would have to be more careful. They wouldn't want it because, I don't know, it's such a hard thing to understand, dude. Like, because if they're trying to be deceptive, then... But if they're trying to send messages, then make it very clear. Make it abundantly clear, you know? Why do we have to read between the lines and wonder and guess?
Do angels live within a timeline? Because though they exist in the heavenly plane.
Yeah, there's a theory that once you are outside of the third dimension, there's not that timeline that we're stuck on.
So that's how I always kind of thought about it. But as I'm thinking now, they do have a point when they were created.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a concept of origin and end.
But is their timeline just different?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, because they're eternal beings, right? So like...
It would be different than ours. Can you call yourself, you live forever? Is that the same? Is eternal? Is the essence of eternal just not having an end? Or does it also not have a beginning?
I think it could be both.
I think it's definitely, to be eternal, you can't
have a beginning.
You can't have a beginning.
That's what...
That's not true. Like,
eternal, something that is eternal?
We're going to spend life with Christ for eternity.
Eternity? It is the time.
But eternal is just...
Eternal would be a description of a being. We're not eternal. Because we had an immediate beginning and... I don't know.
When were our souls created? That's the one that trips me out. The Bible says that God knew us before we were formed in our mother's wombs.
And we're made in his image. Golly, this is like a paradox.
So are we actually outside the timeline? We've just been placed in these...
That's what Mormons believe.
Time-limited bodies.
Maybe we're Mormons.
Am I Mormon?
I thought you said women.
Well, that's what women believe.
Stupid and, women.
Yeah, so yo, I don't believe that.
Hey... When are you doing all this research on dimensions? Like, why all of a sudden are you this encyclopedia about dimensions?
We've talked about it multiple times on the podcast and with Nate and Luke.
I was going to say, have you, Ninjas, Butterflies, have you heard of it?
No, but you're saying, oh, there's 11. If you exit the third one, then you can't have those time limitations.
Listen, I do research on stuff.
That was actually a really good impression.
That was spot on.
I was like, really I closed my eyes. Like, is it Josh talking around?
That's not funny, but you know what is funny?
What?
This ad! Where did you stay here? How do I say it?
Don't go anywhere.
Oh, we have an ad! Don't go anywhere! Dang it. My brain is Come mush on. Right now.
I know, mine is too.
Chug a first form.
That was real?
Yeah, that was real. Oh.
He's not that good of an actor.
Hold on, let me go pee.
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt the podcast. We're going to get right back to it. But guess what? We want you to know
that
if you go to SundayCool.com, we have the softest tees in the world. Right, Josh?
That's right, Andy. Not only in this dimension, but in all dimensions, probably.
How many are there, Lily?
Apparently 11.
Wow. We're all learning things. And you can learn more by going to SundayCool.com because not only do we have super soft tees, we also have hats and stickers and hoodies. And other things for your group, church, or... Where's Putin? Whoa, what's happening? Josh? Freaking out?
There's so much caffeine in my system right now.
What are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
What can we
like
do?
My brain is like going way faster than the words are coming out of my mouth.
Yeah. You know what would be a fun exercise is if I had to read your notes and guess what they said.
That would be
I was
funny.
Try to put the story together.
Storyteller.
So here's the conspiracy.
Wasn't that ad fun though?
I had a great time.
I did too.
It was exciting.
Yep. It was exciting. What happened?
I don't remember.
I don't think I remember either.
No, I blacked out.
Yeah, it seemed like there was something weird that happened and we all just like blacked out for a little bit.
Yeah, it's probably nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Anyways, you know what time it is.
Question corner, question corner, question corner with Lily, where the questions are fresh on her mind.
Papa?
Hold on. Papa? Ladies and gentlemen.
Papa, I'm scared. Daddy, I'm scared. What is that? What is that frightening noise, Daddy?
I reach out.
Who is it?
That's just your mother.
Okay, I got my question from our patron.
She's awoken from the chamber.
Our patron, Rhett Harrison.
Rhett Harrison. Rhett. Thanks, Rhett.
Andy's probably read it because he's such a snoop in the question corner chat.
Sorry, I'm trying to be a moderator.
Okay. You're aboard a malfunctioning spaceship hurtling toward a black hole. You have the option. You're alone.
Okay.
You have the option to either attempt to pilot the ship away from the black hole, risking catastrophe failure and potential death, or you could eject yourself in an escape pod, knowing you'll be stranded in the void of space with limited supplies, but potentially surviving the ordeal. Which do you choose? Are you going to attempt to pilot the ship, or are you going to eject into an escape pod?
So the first option is going into the black hole.
No. So
no, try to pilot away from the black hole, risking catastrophic failure and potential death.
So like Interstellar.
Can we not go into the black hole?
That's the second option.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No.
Huh?
Wait, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, okay, so
either enter through the black hole or here. Into an escape pod and possibility of surviving. Right?
There's a possibility of survival with either route because...
That's what I'm saying.
So the question is, do you trust your abilities?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I feel like it should be like you have a higher chance of dying in your ship if you try to escape the black hole.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
It's the unknown
it's
of
the
black
unknown.
Hole. That's
like it's your limitations and your abilities.
That's what I'm saying. So it's 100% gamble on the black hole or... A possibility of surviving. You guaranteed to survive longer.
No, well, I mean, if you go into the escape pod, you could also still
what?
Die.
This question.
You could also still die in the escape pod because you have limited resources, but at least you'll extend your life.
That's what I'm saying. You're guaranteed to live longer. There's a possibility of you landing on another planet.
Yeah.
Or from someone finding you. Like you're guaranteed to have a little bit of longer of life. Or you
end up behind a bookshelf in the Tesseract.
Exactly. You could live longer in the black hole, but you don't know. I'm going in the hole.
Me
like,
too.
Is the world dead? Am I alone on this ship? Like, there's nothing else to live for?
You are alone on the ship.
You're alone on the ship, but the world is not dead. You're an exploratory astronaut.
Okay. Okay.
Witchcraft.
So, but I can't go back home, so it's like...
Correct.
I'm going in the hole, dude. I'm going in the black hole. Yeah, you got to.
I'm same. Going in the hole, too.
No. I don't think anybody, I don't know who else would. You wouldn't?
No.
Dude, floating around crushing, in space.
Gravitate. That's my nightmare.
Dude, you, if you die, you're instantly dead.
Do you know what happens if you realize there's no hope of you going anywhere? You just turn your little thing around and go straight into the black hole. You still have that option.
Now, no. You're choosing right now to not go in the black hole.
It can only fly one direction in my
It's like in a
It can
life.
Fly anywhere else it's except like for the life. Black hole, Andrew! That's the game! Black hole or anywhere else in the universe.
It's like High Life, the worst movie ever made in America.
I love High Life.
High Life?
With Robert Pattinson.
I haven't watched it.
Well, someone goes into the black hole.
A couple people do.
And it's, they go like this.
Spaghetti.
Literally.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Because
if you're going to die, you're going to die either way.
But they made it look like it was pretty painful. Like, go.
Don't we believe time gets altered?
It's about 5 seconds.
In black holes?
Huh?
We believe time gets altered in a black hole?
That's, like, yeah. That's the theory. Sure.
Do you guys subscribe to that theory?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think time is attached to gravity.
Because I can't say that. I don't know.
What if you go straight into the black hole and there's that moment of insane gravitational compression, only time freezes and you're frozen in that moment of crushing gravitational death? Yeah, I'm going out into nowhere.
I'm still going in the hole.
I'm still going in the hole. Because it's guaranteed. Like,
so like,
I like the unknown.
5 seconds of you dying is prolonged to potentially 1,000 years of you dying.
And you're just experiencing that, unable to move because of gravitational.
You just described my life. Just long, like an immense amount of pain just stretched out for the next 100 years.
Have you ever wondered that if you were to switch bodies with someone, like what if they have different pains?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm...
Like if someone jumped in my body, they'd be like, "Ow!
Yeah,
I have to pee."
It does make
all
you
the time.
What is wrong with me?
Oh wow, this is really
you know how
cozy.
Like how many marriages would probably be saved if that was a thing?
If you could
end
switch.
Of the day, you're just like, "I'm so tired." No, I'm so tired. Let's do it.
Switch, and you're like,
"Okay, fine.
Yeah, you're more tired.
I'll do the dishes."
Do you think there ever will be a level of like something that we have, like whether it's a chip or something, that it'll be able to register like? On a scale of like you're 100% best in the time that you're in, the shape that you're in, this is like your energy level or like your physical level that you need to go. And so people can literally compare it.
Like a video game, like you have like your.
Yeah, stamina, all that stuff. Yeah. I wonder if it'd be able to register all this.
It's usually like a little meter, right? Over by the
like a little health bar.
Yeah.
There is a website where you can type in like a bunch of stuff about yourself. And obviously it's just. A guess, but based on the info you put in, it starts a backwards clock.
It's
a pretty, like, statistically, this is when.
My cousin is in genetics, and...
That's weird. It says I was supposed to die yesterday.
Dude, you're not here. My cousin's in genetics, and they do a genetic test that basically gives you an indication of, like, your likelihood of dying of, like, any of these diseases, or, like, if you have something like that, or if you have children, the likelihood they'll have something going on.
Fun.
And I say, that's witchcraft.
You think?
I'm not interested. It's like seeing a psychic.
That, I mean, but it's, you know, chemistry. It's but like, you know, it's science.
It's just looking at your DNA.
It's looking at your DNA, yeah. And so like all my family members, because she's in it, they're like getting their genetic testing done. And I'm like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
But I guess you could prevent, you could take better care of your body. But point.
And also just like, I mean, imagine if you knew that you were having like Parkinson's. Like if you were likely to have Parkinson's or had the gene like to get like wouldn't you want to know that before like you start you know like don't so you like can start making memories with your kids and stuff like that or write things down.
I live every day like I'm gonna have Parkinson's tomorrow.
It's literally tattooed on my back, guys. What would Parkinson's people do? That's what I do.
Oh, you know what time it is though.
Oh snap! Yo, Andrew, drop that beat.
Yeah. Andrew's got a real over story for us right now. Right now, right now, right now. Woo!
Gotta wait. Okay. This is just a guy telling a story about Amelia Earhart, just going further into that theory.
Instagram.
Text. Yep, Ninja Clan. You're back on Instagram, right, Lily?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, ready? Three.
Wait, I don't have it. Every chill.
You got to confirm, okay? Because I wasn't ready either.
Okay, I got it.
Confirm next time.
Who's doing sound?
I'll do it. like always.
That's what I'm saying. We need to establish Instagram text, and he always does sound. All right, here we go.
All right, ready, set, go.
People know that Amelia Earhart faked her own death, changed her identity, and settled down in Southern Pines, North Carolina to live peacefully with her lesbian romantic partner where they lived a long and happy life together. Because people in Southern Pines think that. I know of people in Southern Pines that claim to know where she's buried. It's a different name on the tombstone, but apparently it's Amelia Earhart. Is that widely known information?
I would say that is not widely known information. I saw something regarding Amelia Earhart. This kid, oh, I forget his name. He's on TikTok. He does, his whole thing is he always says, I'm autistic, so I get really obsessed with researching things. And his research is like, it's insane, his research that he does. But he did one about Amelia Earhart, and he found like a CIA document that claimed that they knew where she was, and she was actually a prisoner of war in Japan.
Dude, what?
Yeah. I like mean, this it whole, it's a CIA document that talks about it.
We got to talk about that. Yeah, we got to read that stuff, dude. Yeah. That's insane.
I'm glad you had something queued up because I did not have a reel ready.
No, yeah, but it's, I want to do further research into it or just watch that guy's video because like he breaks it down.
Yeah. I there's this other guy that has autism and he's gone viral in Instagram because he'll take photos of basketball players and NBA, thousands of them. He'll take a picture of like just them playing basketball, whatever you know, motion or position or posture they're in, and then finds an exact replica in the Renaissance paintings.
Whoa.
What?
And there's hundreds and thousands of these photos. He is just such a, like, he has the mind that just can look at a picture and like, oh, that's that painting. That'll look comparable. And it's the exact same pose, the exact same posture. And he just does them side by side on a carousel on
that's
Instagram.
That's dope.
And it's wild, man. Like, it just, I don't understand how.
Photographic memory is crazy.
Dude, yeah, I mean, not even photographic, though. Like, it's photographic. But, like, on top of that, it's, like, the recall, the comparison, be able to see it, like, in basketball, but then something completely different art.
Dude, that's wild. That was one of the reels I was thinking about using. Have you seen like the levels of imagination that people have?
I don't think so.
Like there, it's like it's on a scale of like one to five. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we talk about that?
We did at one point.
Oh, like picturing a red apple and stuff? Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's crazy that someone can't even picture anything but the word apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's insane.
It's kind of a scary life. Not scary, sad.
But that, like,
but they don't know the difference.
Yeah, but they think differently in ways that we could never. And so like there's things they probably understand that we would have to read and study to do.
But like accounting.
But it brings up like the whole. Yeah,
you say accounting?
They're probably all good accountants.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's why I'm terrible at money and math and numbers.
But think about like the autism spectrum though. Like if a five on that scale can recall NBA players, paintings, all this stuff. And then a zero would be, or a one would be someone who's considered normal, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting that like an elite ability would be also on the spectrum of autism.
I think people that have autism are actual just superhumans.
Yeah. It's Watchers, the next stage of evolution.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
In the DNA.
Knowledge.
That's why they're smarter than all of us. Dang it.
Speaking of being smarter than all of us.
Okay. We can talk about me.
Have you ever heard of the cynocephalus?
No.
Is it a disease?
That sounded like sign of.
Cynocephalus.
Is that one word?
It is. I think it's Latin, maybe. But it means dog-headed man.
Okay.
Dog-headed man. And I stumbled upon this video the other day. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I did a lot of research yesterday.
Okay.
And it's basically, it starts 4,000 years ago is the earliest evidence of there's a race of hybrid humans that it is a man's body with a literal dog head.
Terrifying.
And so 4,000 years ago, or they found it in Libya, carved onto these boulders of these dog-headed men or cynocephalus.
Kind of like the pyramids, right? Like, you know those, the ones that have the dog heads?
Yeah, that's
trying to pull up a picture of right now.
Anubis.
So where is this at? Sorry?
Anubis?
Anubis, yeah.
Anubis.
So 1950s Germany?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So Anubis was an Egyptian god who had the head of a jackal, body of a man, and that was the god of death in the underworld. And it's all over Egypt, right? Mm-hmm. Anubis. But then in Libya, there's these carvings of these dog-headed men that were like carrying like clubs and like dragging a rhino and like just really, really weird stuff. But then it was first written about by a Greek philosopher in, I believe it was like 30 BC or something.
Okay.
So the Greeks have written about it. The Romans have written about it. Alexander the Great has written about the cynocephalus. Marco Polo, Christopher Columbus, St. Augustine, and just all these like explorers and missionaries throughout history have all written about dog-headed men.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How have we never heard of this? This is different than the the dog man, like, right? This is different than...
Well, it could be the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. But
But it was written... I couldn't think of like, oh, yeah.
But the earliest writings from the Greek philosopher, he talked about, he went and was exploring India, and deep in the mountains, there was these dog-headed men, and he said that they were brutal, and but they... It was just freaky, and they would capture people and then eat them. And like,
yeah.
But then as time goes on, like Alexander the Great talks about battling a tribe of dog-headed men.
Whoa.
And there's one account where one of these explorers, when they encountered these dog-headed men, they're more intelligent, but none of them, all of them said that they couldn't speak. And they would literally just bark.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah.
So funny.
But he said that they would talk to each other by barking.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen Twilight?
Dude, that's honestly like, imagine just being and like, you're about to go to battle. You got your own people. And then you hear over the hill, you just see all these dog men come up and you just hear howling. Like the whole thousands of them just howling. Dude, that would be so scary.
But this one tribe of dog men, they said that they were very intelligent and that they would farm. And that they worshipped a god that was a golden ox.
Oh, they're not that smart.
Which I thought was interesting because of like Egypt or the Israelites when they're golden in the desert, calf. The golden calf.
Well, they were golden retrievers. That's why.
Yeah. But then there was this other really, really weird story where there's a saint and his name is Saint Christopher. And you should look up Saint Christopher Dogman. And supposedly, the story goes that this was, I think, 100 years or so after Christ died. There was this dog man who was, they said that he was 10 feet tall. And he was witnessed to by a Christian. And he wanted to pursue Christ. And, yeah, so look at that. See that?
Yeah. Whoa.
Was St. Christopher also 10 feet tall?
That's what I'm saying. St. Christopher is the dog man. Yeah. And how it goes is that...
I thought he was witnessing to the dog.
No. St. Christopher is the dog man, a Christian man.
Witness to St. Christopher.
Yeah.
Word.
And he's like, well, what should I do? And he's like, well, just start helping people. And one way that you could help is there's this river over there that a lot of people die crossing. So just start carrying people across.
Oh.
And so he would carry people across this river. Then one day, this is just the story, all right? This is what they talk about. There's this little boy, and he was carrying the little boy on his shoulders, and all of a sudden, the little boy just started getting heavier and heavier and heavier. And St. Christopher said, like, he's like, I can't lift you any longer. And then it was basically, it turns out that was Christ riding on his shoulders and saying, like, this is the weight of the world that I carry on myself or something like that. And then St. Christopher said, basically prayed like, God, I no longer want to be a dog man, and then was turned into a human.
Whoa.
That is the craziest story I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's weird.
What is that? That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. But then St. Augustine wrote about he traveled and actually witnessed and presented the gospel to a tribe of dog men. And he said that, what do you say about him? He said,
they were stinky.
He said, dog-headed men noted that they were morally dumb and even some demonic, but redeemable nonetheless.
Golly.
You guys have done a Gen Z Bible translation. What would that look like?
I don't know.
Dogman translation.
Morally
dumb.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Life but then, is rough.
But
choose
then
God.
There's a story of King Arthur. What?
I just did dog pun and she thought it was funny.
There's a story of King Arthur, and he claimed to have fought and beat a dog-headed men army in the mountains surrounding Edinburgh.
Oh, cool. Dude.
So these dog men have been talked about in ancient China or Asia, like in Mongolia, India, South America, the Caribbean, North America, Europe, like everywhere.
Wow. Yeah.
There's different so accounts weird. Throughout history talking about these dog men.
I mean, how do they come to an existence? Is that another perversion? Is that another that, just...
You could say, yeah, you could say like from the Book of Enoch where it talks about the fallen angels, the Jeez. Watchers, basically making hybrids of human...
Animal beast.
Beast. Yeah. Yeah, and that's where you get like folklore of mermaids and centaurs.
Ooh,
and,
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's so scary. I'm just picturing all of this in my mind. I'm like, it had to have been so weird to look at a dog man.
Yeah.
Like it couldn't have been, I don't know. It's like,
but then
throw a tennis ball.
So Christopher Columbus, he went to, he landed in Haiti and he said when he got there was these giants that had like one eye. Then there's these giant dog men and he said they were brutal and evil and that they would capture you and they would basically cut off their heads and drink their blood.
Ew.
And like just stories like this are Dude, all over the place.
We should go honestly because I mean you have some relation with you know like the community in Haiti. I think we should do a mission down there but we record a pod too and we find somebody who can give us like some historical stuff that because I mean islands like that and places yeah. like that like you know they've got rich history you know they've got some weird stuff that like supernatural things that we could
yeah we can't go to Haiti about. Right now
well
what's going on
I will say
it's taken over by the gangs
let's go
stuff.
Will McGinnis though of
yeah Will McGinnis of Audio Adrenaline they have the orphanage in Haiti that I've been to mm-hmm. Hands and Feet Orphanage check them out and donate because yes. they're the best.
Yeah, and they make leather goods too.
Yeah, but Will's been sneaking back into Haiti multiple times just to like bring supplies and stuff to the orphanage and stuff.
It's in a certain town. He's not flying into any of the major cities, right?
Yeah, he's flying into Port-au-Prince, I believe.
Is he? I thought he was flying straight into like Labadee or something.
No.
Should we even mention this? Oh. If it is, you know, scary stuff.
Anyway, he was talking to Steve. He called Steve about it, and Steve's like, dude, that's so dangerous. And he's like, the Lord will protect me. And like,
Even if I die,
what, you know.
That's the mentality.
And we're connected to that ministry as well as My Life Speaks. Which is another amazing ministry run by the Wilsons.
Yeah. They're also in Haiti.
Just doing a lot of good.
Yeah.
So much good. Crazy good.
But yeah, the dog-headed man. I don't know what to think about it. Because you'd think at some point we would find some sort of remains, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of people, they say they speculate that it was a like in India that they're actually encountering baboons because they have like the long snout, you know, and they like walk upright like men.
Interesting.
So scary.
But like
just presenting the gospel to baboons.
Yeah, right.
They're
so dumb, but redeemable, I guess.
Some of them were kind of demonic.
Listen to
they're
this.
Throwing poop.
Get away from me!
That one's totally possessed.
But I'm on Wikipedia, which is, you know, where all good research starts. And listen to this, though. The cynocephaly also figure in medieval Christian worldviews, a legend that placed Andrew the Apostle and Bartholomew the Apostle among the Parthians, presented the case of the abominable, the citizen of, quote, city of cannibals, whose face was like unto that of a dog. After receiving baptism, however, he was released from his doggish aspect.
You know what's also crazy is I forgot to mention Christopher.
Topher.
Is that? Yeah, St. Christopher. They said that he was from the land of Canaan, which the land of Canaan is where the Watchers descended upon Mount Hermon and stuff. And that's where the Israelites came in and they talked about the giants that they had to defeat and all that stuff.
Man.
It's weird.
It's so weird that like all these things, and it's like, and it's all like we're just getting this all from one source. That's the crazy thing, is that we're getting sent so much stuff. We see all these things that are completely different people who have different beliefs.
Yeah.
And it's like, how does this make sense? That's like that whole thing, Carl Sagan, one of the greatest atheist in all the world, super, super smart guy, is like, you know, having little in contact with aliens because of all that, those crop circles and stuff. It's like,
yeah,
all of it's pointing back to this weird, and I'm like, I don't know what to come up with. You know, like, what are you, what conclusion can you possibly bring from it?
I wonder if they're like interdimensional.
Yeah.
That's or now they are. I don't know. Because of like, you think they would be spotted like way more, but they have. It was in 1887 in Michigan where they spotted a dog man, but they called him man wolf.
Yeah.
But every 10 years now in Michigan, people, this man wolf comes out and they see him.
Weird.
Yeah.
See, like,
they said that he's 7 feet tall and that his howl sounds like a man screaming.
Ew. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's got goosebumps. Could
it also be skinwalkers?
Yeah. Yep. Or just a guy just having a real fun Friday night, you know?
Yeah.
For 10 years.
Shut up, Tim!
Sounds like a man screaming.
Dude, here's
hairy
a,
man.
Here's a thought in theory. What if, you know, at one point these fallen angels or creatures or whatever were able to go back and forth from the heavenly realm to our realm? And like, what if after the fall, like Tolkien talks about in his, you know, take on it, that when the fallen angels rebelled, they were unable to go back and forth. And so mm-hmm. what if their attempt, whatever that looks like, beam me up, if that was something they could generate? And now all the appearances and stuff like that popping in and out of timelines is them trying to get back to that spot, but they're hitting a barrier and just like, and so that's why they're arriving. So like Bigfoot tried to pop back and he ends up in a field in front of a camera.
Mm. I mean, you look at all those in the pyramids, the hieroglyphics there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm ignorant to the culture and like, you know, the history and stuff. So like they had the heads of the cat, heads of dogs and stuff like that. But it's like, I mean, we know what the pyramids were capable of. We know, like, the chemical stuff that they were able to create.
Power
like,
plants.
Power plants. Portal. Oh, who knows, man? Yeah. That is crazy.
If it was all an attempt at rebuilding that bridge.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I think that's what the Tower of Babel was, though. Yeah. I think the Tower of Babel was that they talked about it on the Blurry episode, but, like, it's a thing to be able to access the realm.
Mm-hmm.
Was E.T.
It makes sense.
Was E.T. a demon?
Oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Take me home.
Yeah, and then, like, what was the other thing? Some people theorize that the Garden of Eden is actually in another dimension.
Yeah.
And that's what the Tower of Babel, they are trying to get to the Garden of Eden in this other dimension.
That's why there's an archangel guarding the entrance.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Is it an archangel or is it a cherubim? But yeah.
I had a flaming sword, didn't it? Whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
No dogs allowed.
You're right.
A cherubim?
Yep.
Which is even more terrifying. But the dog man.
Dude, dog man. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's scary. I haven't either. That's also scary. Like the connection of like they're saints.
Yeah, oh, there's which this is
one,
wild.
There's this one, like it's written down. There's this monk that was going back and forth with like another monk or something. They're writing letters. Debating over whether or not these dog men can be saved.
Wow.
Or if they're an abomination.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's heavy. Let's just get one on the pod and ask.
But it's like, is that not all the proof in the world of like written accounts since like 300 BC of these dog-headed men?
Yeah.
I also wonder though if it was just like a different race or something that maybe was a little bit more cut off and hairy.
Yeah, some cavemen
type people.
Well, no, people have asked like, well, could they have been just like Neanderthals?
Yeah, and like in cannibal Neanderthals, you know, or like and it like could be an unreached people group, you know.
Yeah, you'd imagine like these giants would probably kind of look Neanderthal like, you know.
Oh yeah, they were,
or the Nephilim, I should say.
Yeah, probably monsters looking type of things, yeah.
Who knows?
Troll in the dungeon.
They barked at each other.
They did bark at each other.
I guess you could say they had that dog in them.
Wait, but didn't we talk about when they discovered those giants in Patagonia that they kind of like talked like almost barking like?
I don't remember.
I can't remember that either.
What's up, dog?
Or no, that's where it came from.
It smells like up dog in here.
There you go.
Nice. There you go.
Nice, Lil.
I saw somebody doing the, it smells like, what, to their dad. They're like, it smells like up, brother, in here. And they're like, what's up, brother? What's up, brother?
Perfect. But yeah.
Scary stuff.
Scary stuff.
We got to look into that. I'm going to look into the symbolism for the dog head in Egypt hieroglyphics, because that's like all that's sticking out to me. And I wonder what.
Well, yeah, it's the god. How'd you say it? Anubis?
Yeah. Like from Minions.
Yeah.
Anubis.
But it's weird that he's like the god of the dead and the underworld.
Yeah.
And he would usher the souls to the underworld.
And what do you imagine his offspring would look like?
Why would it be a dog, though, if it's more likely to be a cat?
Well, no, it's true. It was actually a jackal. The head of a jackal.
What is a jackal?
It's basically like a wild dog.
An Egyptian
jackal.
Dog.
Is it a jackal?
Bro, Aiden and I saw a coyote. Jane did, too, but she's facing backwards in her car seat. Crossing the street. I go, what is that? What is that?
Same thing you did with the UFO. Yeah.
It was a coyote. And she goes, Mom, what is that? I said, it's a wild dog.
It kind of is.
It was ugly.
Yeah, coyotes are creepy.
Yeah, dude, they're down here for like, yeah.
I didn't realize that like a domesticated canine could mate with a coyote. I always thought there was something in between, but.
Yeah, that's why you get these hybrid coyotes are huge.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Crazy, wow.
Crazy what stuff. I mean, that definitively means they're just straight up dogs.
Yeah. Canine.
I was rabid.
When are we going to tame the coyote?
Yeah.
That would be pretty wild.
Dude, I am.
Surely somebody has.
I'm fully convinced that you can domesticate like wild dogs based on that. I've talked about it before, but that Australian shepherd who befriended the dingoes that were killing all the sheep.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a cool story. But I'm like, what's the Florida version? It's like you got to find a pack of coyotes. And
yeah.
I've always wanted a pet fox.
That'd be so dope.
Because I've seen people have like domesticated foxes. And I'm like, that'd be so dope. Just imagine like walking in, because you know how you can bring your dog into Home Depot. Just have a fox on a leash.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah. Speaking of foxes, though, you guys want to hear this crazy story about a bear attack?
Yeah. Sure. I love me an old bear attack story.
All right. This is what it was, probably the coolest bear attack story I've ever heard. Gene Rowe, November 1st, 1999. He was hunting for deer on Kodiak Island in Alaska, and hunting all day, finally killed a deer. And while he's a field dressing it and stuff, he heard growling behind him.
Uh-oh.
And he turned around and it was a 10 foot tall bear weighing 1400 pounds.
Jeez. Grizzly?
Kodiak. Yeah.
What's Kodiak. A Kodiak? I've never heard of that before.
They're basically a meaner version of a brown bear. Okay. Or grizzly bear.
A little bigger.
When it comes on a scale of meanness, is grizzly the worst and then Kodiak?
They say Kodiak is the worst. Yeah.
Well, polar bear is the worst.
Well, yeah, I'm just...
Of the brown bears.
Yeah. Yeah. So before he could even react, this bear came over and bit his arm and like almost ripped it off. But while it was biting him, he reacted. And supposedly this dude's a pretty big dude. He kicked the bear in the throat.
Right, and the jugular.
And the bear stumbled back because it was like choking. It was like, you know? And then when he did that, he remembered he had a knife on him. He pulled out the knife and then he slashed the bear's throat. And the bear went down, bit his leg, and then he stabbed the bear in the vertebrae. And the bear stumbled back and he fell back. And then he said at that moment, he just prayed to God. He's like, God, whatever you have to do, please save me. Get me out of this. And then the story goes that they were literally circling each other. And he had so much adrenaline in him. And he said that he just like, he felt like, I can kill this bear.
Yeah.
And so his one arm is like basically mangled. And so he said that with all of his strength, he's like, I'm not leaving here. I'm going to kill this bear myself. He said with all of his strength, they charged at each other, and he punched this bear as hard as he could in the mouth, so hard that it said that he broke every single bone in his hand and fingers, but it knocked the bear out.
No, it did not.
He knocked the bear out, and then he ran over and grabbed his gun and shot it.
That's wild.
Yeah, but then he had to be like, well, now I have to hike out of here, and his buddy was also on the island, but like miles away. So with a mangled leg, a mangled arm, was walking, starting to lose adrenaline. And he's like, he said he was in so much pain that he prayed three times that God would just take his life.
Oh my gosh.
But then his buddy found him and then he lived. And they have his knife in a museum on display.
That's sick.
What's this dude's name? Gene Rowe?
Gene Rowe.
Wow. Yeah. Way to go, Gene Rowe.
That's a good dog.
He knocked a bear out.
Dude, it's one of those moments where it's like, you can't, he couldn't have left. Like, so when they're circling, it's like, you can't leave because the bear's going to kill you. Yeah. So it's like that adrenaline of, I can't imagine, it's like probably like a lot like being in war of like that switch turns on. It's like, I'm not walking out of here without a fight. Kind of feel like, oh man.
My question is, how did he shoot the bear if he has a broken hand and his arm is limp?
I don't know. I mean, just figure it out.
It's like, I mean, you watch a UFC fight.
Adrenaline.
Yeah, literally
adrenaline. You have
the muscle still has like some structure when everything's flexed. You watch UFC fights in the post fight. They're like, yeah, I didn't realize I have a broken femur, a broken hand, and still throwing punches. So,
wow.
It reminds me of I read about this week about the longest booxing match that's ever existed. 7 hours long. It's like in 1911. These guys were going at it, and it's like taped up bare knuckle boxing, and they boxed, and literally they were going until knockout or something because there was 111 rounds, 110 rounds.
That's crazy.
When they got to 108, they said, you have two more rounds.
And we're like, leaving.
Yeah, we're leaving. And it was a tie at the end of it after 7 hour long boxing match. And speaking of broken hands, the guy had all the bones in his hands were completely crushed and pulverized.
Gosh.
Dude, it's like,
I would
give up.
Yeah.
But I mean,
10 minutes, I'd be like, all right,
talk about some cardio, though, to survive that many rounds.
Yeah. 110. It was between Andy Bowen and Jack Burke, is what he said. And that's just,
you know, those dudes are built different.
He was bedridden for 6 weeks.
Oh my gosh. Jeez.
That's a rough one, dude.
Put him in the same room as the other guy.
Something about the human spirit, man. Just fighting. Yeah. Crazy. Like, there's, it's like legit. There was this artistic like piece on TikTok. It was like telling a story about how animals used to run this world, like mammoths and stuff like that, bears, all these prehistoric animals. And then it wasn't until the white man or like the human, or you know, like the person that who would not stop hunting them, because like the mammoths would run for days and they would always be right there. And it's like the human spirit just does not give up. And so like, that's like, it's almost terrifying. So it's like cool things like that where we hear a lot of the times where animals are just crushing humans.
Yeah.
But it's like moments like that. We're like, that's pretty
knock
dope.
A bear.
Yeah.
That's they pretty said, dope.
Also forgot to mention he said that when he punched the bear, it knocked it out so hard that it fell so fast, it literally like bounced.
Yeah. Jeez, dude.
Like a boom. Dude, nuts.
That's what I call bare hands, baby.
Hey.
Put him up.
Right to bare arms.
That's what I call grin and bear it.
Nice.
That's good.
But I next week I want to talk about, because this one will be too long to talk about, but giant skeletons, mummies, I should say, found in Utah.
Mummies.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the Mormon mummy.
And supposedly more underground cities. And they all have a depiction of a lizard.
Oh.
Interesting.
Are we about to become like those lizard people?
Were they? I mean, there's got to be.
Remember, we talked about the lizard people? They weren't like actual lizard people, but they worshipped a serpent lizard looking thing.
I feel like it just gets us back to lizards.
It's got to stem from somewhere.
Think about the serpents. The serpent in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
You know?
Reptile.
Something to it.
There definitely is. Cold-blooded.
Cold.
Or is it warm-blooded?
Cold.
Warm-blooded.
Cold-blooded.
Yes.
And they sunbathe.
Yes. Yes.
I want to show you this actually real quick. Speaking of reptiles.
On Patreon, we got to talk about the pastor, J.P. Miller. On Patreon, we got to talk about it.
I literally...
We got to talk about it.
You'll catch me doing this. I'm just thinking. I'm daydreaming. I'm thinking about everything that happened.
I know. I mentioned it to Josh. He's like, I don't know if I want to talk about it. I'm like, okay, we'll do it on Patreon. We got it. Like, but like, we got to talk about it. It's too big right now.
It gets anything really
weird. It's the next Gone Girl type of feel.
I know.
It's very sad.
Very, very sad.
No, it's super sad.
Okay.
Anything goes on Patreon.
Yeah. Watch this.
I'm throwing a chicken on your toes.
See this, dude.
Come on, big boy. Big dude. Got a big body.
Is this pet?
What? Listen to this growl.
Oh yeah, really? Hey, little brain head, way back here.
Did he pet him?
The clip keeps going. He's trying to get into the boat.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is that he was like, you guys want to come pet him? He's crazy dude talking. They're like, nah, we're over the experience. We can leave.
The most like Louisiana swamp man ever. He's like, yeah. Because he goes on to tell you, like, yeah, the skull up here and you got to shoot back here. You can penetrate its brain with a 22.
Does he kill him?
That wasn't bad.
Dude, there was a clip of a dude that owned an alligator for like 30 years, and he has like a whole back room devoted. Like he found it when he was a baby, and he has a swimming pool, like everything. And the dude has never been attacked, never been bitten, anything like that. 30 years, right? Whatever floats your boat. He started posting about it, and someone reported him, and the people took the animal away. And it's like if it's in your own place though, and the animal's being treated fairly and it's happy, it's like what. They're going to kill it.
Yeah.
They can't just put it out in the wild. Dude, like, that's so sad.
That's Andy. Like people who have...
Are you trying to adopt an alligator?
I'm trying. The paperwork's just not getting through. I'm keep getting roadblocked. It's terrible. Come on, DeSantis. Give me a gator.
Give me a gator. Come on.
What are you waiting for?
There's some kids who caught one, like some high school kids. I've been seeing them. And they were fishing. They hooked it. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like a little one. And now it's like 4 foot, and he's like on his computer, and it's just sitting on his back.
Ew.
It's crazy.
I hate gators. I hate them.
I think they're so cool.
Yeah. Unless they eat your dog.
Covered in caviar, baby.
Now that I'm like paddleboard fishing, that's like my greatest fear. I've never seen a gator in that lake, and I'm so scared I'm going to turn around.
One bump, you're done.
Yeah.
One bump, you're losing balance, dude. Like the panic, the heart adrenaline, like all of it, you're done.
Did you get a paddleboard?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I picked yours out.
Did you?
No.
Oh. But speaking of picking things out.
Pick it out.
Squatchella, baby.
August 3rd in Nashville, Tennessee. Ninjas are Butterflies doing a live podcast.
Yes.
It's going to be great. So you guys need to go to squatchella.com. Get your tickets now because we want to hang out with you. We want to chill. It's going to be our first live podcast ever. And we want you to be a part of it.
Oops.
Nashville is pretty close. It's in the middle of the country. Just get there.
Yeah, so it's going to be us, Blurry Creatures, The Confessionals, and Expanded Perspectives. And it's basically like the first of its kind. So it's like a Coachella. It's where it's like a music festival.
Ooh.
But it's a podcast festival. Yeah. It's going to be like an all-day, super fun. Bigfoot might actually be there.
Yeah. We got a special guest. It's Saturday. So make a weekend out of it.
Yeah.
So come up there on Friday. Spend the night. It's Nashville. Have some fun. And make us part of your day.
And it's in the Fisher Center at Belmont University. And this, I mean, it's huge. 1,800 people.
Whoa.
Giant stadium.
1,800 people.
Yeah.
Can we, please? Let's fill it up.
By the time this comes out, the tickets might be close to being sold out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If they're not sold out, go get them now.
Please. We want a lot of Ninja fans there.
Yeah.
And these guys have had a podcast a lot longer than us, and they have a huge fan base. Huge fan base. But we already have a few patrons, people there going.
Yeah.
So go now, please.
Go.
We will have a special gift for every single Ninja fan that comes up to us.
Yes.
What are you talking about? Okay, we will.
A sticker or a woo-hoo. Come on, Will. Or a little tiny gift.
Or a kiss on the cheek.
Yes, absolutely.
Or
on the lips.
Or a bump.
The first fist bump?
The first 100 people to run into us get a kiss on the lips.
Okay.
So we just got to keep count. I just keep losing count on purpose.
Wait, are you 5 or 50?
Come here, Kevin.
Yeah, squatchell.com. Go.
And please.
Go get your ninja merch at sundaycoolswag.com.
Yes, and also go to sundaycool.com. If you want to order custom merch for you, your company, your group, your church, whatever it may be, if you got to do mass stuff or hats or anything like that.
Say math stuff?
Mass stuff. Like
if you got to do like that math stuff.
Hey, it is great.
Need some shirts for it.
I like being comfortable when I'm doing something that's difficult.
Yeah. Make sure to review us. 5 stars and everything. It helps a lot.
Like, comment, subscribe. All of these things we're telling you to do. You have to do it or you will literally get arrested.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I don't want to visit you in prison.
Yeah.
Not again.
And comment whether or not you go into the black hole.
Yeah. Black hole or die in space. Somewhere floating.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Oh, go to patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies.
Continue this conversation.
Yeah, because we've got some crazy stuff to talk about. Okay, bye. Love you.
Can we all, because we keep forgetting, can we just do like three emotional?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is our outro, too.
Oh, yeah. Because our new outro, because we need facial expressions.
Yep.
Sit.
Because you always complain about your thumbnail. This is your moment. You make the face you want for the thumbnail.
Right, pick the ugliest picture.
It's him, not me! All
right, I'm going to go first. Ready?
Now look into the camera, too, because we need some for clips. Oh, no! What? I don't know why I'm making noises. I feel like it helps me. Did you make your face yet?
I made a few, but I'm not that creative.
Go like, what? Go like this. Just say, what?
What?
But hold it. Go like this. What?
What? What?
That's good. Perfect.